God. When I woke up this morning, I was happy because I saw the bright sunshine. Oh, it was clouded outside, but I saw the bright sunshine. Why? Because I was breathing. You was breathing. You was seeing. You was walking. You was talking. If you had to crawl, you was doing all these things. It's the power of God that has kept us. The power of God that's keeping us. I'm happy when I wake up, glory to God. I don't mind not everything I need, but that's not mine, glory to God. Mine is Christ Jesus. And I can do all things through him because he gives me the strength. Come on and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may be seated. Open your Bibles up to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3. Chapter 3. Verse 13. It says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that retaineth her. Come on and give God some praise. The word happy here means blessed. We was blessed to rise up this morning and have our faculties clothed in our right minds. We didn't wake up with Alzheimer's. We didn't wake up into the wild blue yonder, but we woke up praising God because the Spirit of God was on the inside. And it says, blessed is this man, or happy is this man. A lot of people think happiness means that the pleasures of life and all this stuff, or what you can obtain, what you can lay hold on, what you can store up, you know, what you can do, what you can think on, glory to God. And then you go out and labor with your hands and you bring it in. It might not bring in what you like to bring in. That's why you go back out again. People call that happiness. But that's not happiness. The Bible says a happy man is one that findeth wisdom or find God. The word findeth, that means to be found. That means that not by your power nor by your might can you go find him or the things that pertaining to God, because you can't understand them except the Spirit lead you and guide you into all truths of the Father. People take pleasure and they turn it around. It says it's better than the rubies and the silver and the gold. They take these pleasure and turn it around. The old man turned it around and he takes these pleasure and he leads you through the mazes of life straight to hell. Hallelujah. But God said, if you find this wisdom, this wisdom, when you find that you get understanding that you are a son of God and that God has provided everything that you have need of, so then you can be happy. A happy man is a saved man. A happy man is a man that was delivered today. A blessed man is one that, glory to God, when he rose up this morning, he knew in whom he had his trust. That was a blessed man. A blessed man know God and understand him. A blessed man seeks God. And when you seek him, you will find him. The Bible says you cannot understand God unless you seek him. You can't find out the things of God unless you go after God. How do you go after God? Study to show yourself approved. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing this word of truth. Because you shall know this truth, and this truth shall make you free. This truth shall keep you free. This true glory to God, it's not a, this is the truest truth there is. That's the only way that I can put it. It's the truest truth there is in the world. Nothing can compare with it. That's what the word said. Nothing can come up against it. Nothing can compare with it. Nothing can contend with it. Glory to God. And if you are a child of God, nothing can contend with you. You might be walking in the darkness, in the midst of the storm, but the power of storm cannot contend with the light that's on the inside. Glory to God. It doesn't matter about the storm. It doesn't matter about the way it looks. Glory to God. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Glory to God. And when you walk by faith, you won't see what's coming, like the pastor said this morning. Glory to God. But you can be happy knowing that God is your deliverer. God is your savior. God is the one that brings you high. God is the one that keeps you. He's your high tower. He's the strong one in your life. He's your shield and buckler. Glory to God. Therefore, if you know these things, you can be happy in God. Hallelujah. That's the understanding he's talking about. He said, a man that getteth understanding. How do you get it? By seeking God. The scripture said, whosoever cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's how you get it. You got to come to God. Don't come to God. Don't come to his altar loaded down. A lot of people, we come to God loaded down with our problems, our circumstances. But I read it in the scripture somewhere, and I'm paraphrasing. It says, return, get away from the altar, go back where you came from. That's what he said. And come back again, glory to God. In other words, you come back empty handed. You come back, glory to God, don't know what you're going to eat today, what you're going to wear today. You come back, glory to God, with dependence upon me and not upon yourself. You come back to this altar. When you come back right, then you will get the understanding that he is God all the time, that he's God in your storms all the time, that he's God in the nighttime. He's God in the daytime. He's God when the enemy is plotting against you. He's God because you can't see the enemy, but God know your enemy. He know them by their name. He know them by their appearance. He know them by their plotting. God know everything about your enemy. So God wants you to know this one thing tonight, that you can put your trust in him. And when you trust in him, glory to God, everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. He said, for the merchandise or the gain of it is better than the gain of silver. People use silver for all kinds of things. People got silver stored up in their house. They done had it for years. And they spend their whole life cleaning that stuff. They keep it from being tarnished. They won't even eat out of it. So what good is it? Hallelujah. But if you got this wisdom and this knowledge, you got gain. Glory to God. Because you can use it any time you want to use it. Glory to God. You don't have to polish it up. You just have to call on it, and it will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Glory to God. It'll show you the way today. It'll show you the way in the next minute. It'll show you the way in the next hour. It'll show you the way in this circumstance and this situation. Glory to God. It'll show you the way in the midst of the storm. It'll show you when you're walking, glory to God, and can't see your way. The Bible says, you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but you don't fear no evil, glory to God, because you know God is right there with you. You know he's bringing you through, and he's going to bring you out, glory to God. Come on and give God some praise. Scripture saying, John 13:17, it says, Jesus said, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. You got to walk uprightly before God. Happiness don't come without holiness. You got to walk uprightly before God, and you got to serve God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Glory to God. You can't let the pleasures of life wear you down. You can't let the circumstances mount up on you. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. They coming, glory to God. They're going to try to mount up on you. They're going to try to trick you. They're going to try to prohibit you from living and walking uprightly before God. But I'm here to tell you tonight, glory to God, that there's no power greater than His power. Glory to God. And guess what? That power is on the inside of you and I. And if you got this power, God said you can use this power, glory to God. And that's what the word says in John. He said, if you know these things, after ye, if you do them, if you use them, if you call His name when you need Him, glory to God, if you praise Him when you don't need Him, if you lift Him up in the nighttime, if you lift Him up in the daytime, if you lift Him up in the marketplace, if you lift Him up in the church house, God said He'll be there all the time, glory to God. He'll help you along the way. He'll guide you along the way. And He'll keep you all the way. Hallelujah. Come on and give Him some praise. And it says, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. And all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. God said He'll give us the desires of our heart if we delight ourselves in Him. He didn't say he said that if you delight yourself in Him, then you get those desires. Hallelujah. But a lot of people want the desires before they seek the one that is able to give them the desires. The scripture said, look unto the author and the finisher of the things that you have need of. I'm going to quote it that way. Look unto the author and the finisher of these things that you have need of, seeking God diligently with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and not your physical strength, not your ability, glory to God. And God said He will meet your need according to His riches in glory. His riches in glory is no comparison to this world, glory to God. It's greater than this world, glory to God. The world come to lead you to hell, but God said, I come bring you life and bring you the life you can live by, and you can walk in, and you can talk in, glory to God. You can see in this life. You can hear in this life, glory to God. You can be healed in this life. Don't let the world hold you down, glory to God, because the world don't have enough power to hold you down. But if you lift up Jesus in this world, glory to God, He said, if I be lifted up, I'll do all things in your life. I'm going to quote it that way. He said, I'm going to do all things in your life. That means that I'm going to heal you. I'm going to set you free. I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to walk your way. I'm going to walk with you, glory to God. I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to hold fast, glory to God, to your unchanging hand, because you trust me, said God. And I'm going to trust you because I know that you're going to go all the way, because I done looked on your heart and I see my goodness, glory to God. I done looked on your heart and I see my beauty, glory to God. I done looked into your heart and I see your happiness, glory to God. For I am the Lord God and I'll keep you all the way. Hallelujah. Come on, God. Hallelujah. She is more precious than rubies. More precious than the things that you can see. God don't mind us having the things. He ain't said nothing about we couldn't have the things. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things. That means all of your desires. My desires is not like yours. Glory to God. You might want a pot of gold. I might want a wagon full of gold. Glory to God. We all got different desires and different things that we like God to do in our lives. Glory to God. But you got to keep your mind, your up on the provider of that way, glory to God. And like the pastor said this morning, you got to expect it to come in, glory to God. Because if you don't expect God to do nothing for you, if you don't expect God to answer your prayer, you're just wasting your time, glory to God. If you don't expect God to come to your rescue, glory to God, then who is coming to your rescue? Your old nature's not coming to rescue. It's coming to kill and to steal and to rob, glory to God, and take you all the way down to hell, glory to God. God. But Jesus come to get you out, glory to God. Jesus came along in that maze of life that we was going along, where the old nature was leading us to hell. Jesus came along, that quiet, still voice, glory to God, and spoke a word to our spirit, and we heard that word, glory to God, and we changed from the old way to the new way, glory to God. We were no longer a client of the old way, but we are new client, glory to God, of God, Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, our lifter up, glory to God, the one who's created us, the one who's keeping us, glory to God. We are the new creatures in Christ Jesus, glory to God. We are no longer belong to the old nature, glory to God. We have power over the old nature. But I tell you one thing about the old nature, it's going to fight to the bitter end, glory to God. It's going to keep on keeping on, glory to God. Ah, just because you made it in salvation, glory to God, the old nature is going to keep the Christian from being a mature Christian, glory to God. It's going to try to pull him down. It's going to try to talk to you all night long. You're going to be tired when you wake up, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you who kept you through the tiredness, who kept you through the night, who's going to keep you all day, who's going to keep you in the morning, glory to God. It's nobody but God. He's the creator of all things, and he created all things for his good will and pleasure. So don't worry about it, glory to God. Just be happy in God. Just be blessed, glory to God. Just go on your merry way, glory to God. Lifting up his name and praising him. And when you praise him and lift up his name, God will pour out of the windows of heaven upon your life. Hallelujah. People are so worried. See, the old nature don't want you to become a mature Christian. The more you seek God, the stronger you become. And the more wisdom and the more knowledge you got. What do you mean, more wisdom, more knowledge? We know that God is God. But the wisdom and the knowledge means that you have more, put more trust in him now. You got more confidence than you had yesterday. So you put your trust in him quicker than you did before. That's being mature in Christ. But see, the old nature don't want that. It's going to try to hinder you, pull you down. Me and Brother Tim was talking about studying, glory to God. And every time you go to study, glory to God, you get so tired and sleepy. But before you were studying, we had those other chores we was doing. Man, we were like Superman, glory to God. We had all the energy we need until it come time to seek God. When it comes time to seek him and give him a little praise and give him some fellowship. And when it comes time to have the knowledge of God and to seek his word, glory to God, then the flesh come in like a flood, trying to prohibit you, trying to hold you down, trying to afflict your physical body, glory to God. But some way, somehow, if you call on Jesus, he'll come to your rescue, glory to God. And the word will rise up, and the sun will shine, and the strength will come, glory to God. And the wisdom and the knowledge will be there, glory to God. This is the wisdom and the knowledge that I'm talking about. It's the wisdom and the knowledge of God. And when you call on him and have that strong confidence in God, God said, I'll never leave you, neither will I fail thee. Hallelujah. Come on and give me some praise. God has given us both the wisdom and the ability to know and obey that true wisdom. He's given us the ability to do that. We can't do it on our own. We can't obey God on our own, Brother Tony. But the more mature you come, the more confidence and the better fighter you are in life. Hallelujah. I'm here to tell you, I'm glory to God, I'm a better fighter than I ever been. Hallelujah. Because the old nature try to work on you in mysterious ways. Glory to God. But see, he takes it and he flips it around and he try to wear you out. That's what the scripture says. Come to wear the saints out. Glory to God. Come to rob the vine of the tender grace. Them little bitty foxes that always bugging you and always in your mind. Glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, glory to God, that he can't stand up against the mind of Christ, because that mind that was in Christ is also in us. Glory to God. And if we heed to that mind, glory to God, then it's an overcoming mind. Glory to God. It overcomes all those other wills. It overcomes That's all of those other things, glory to God. And that's why you can go on in Christ and be happy, glory to God. You might hurt a little bit along the way. You might get sick along the way, glory to God. You might, glory to God, somebody come against you along the way. But I'm here to tell you, that's not the happiness, glory to God. That's the wages of sin of this world. But if you hold on to God's unchanging hand, then the pleasures is in God. The pleasures in this world, glory to God. It's more pleasure in this world that you can shake a stick at, glory to God. It's more pleasure in here that you can cook up with, glory to God. But you don't have to worry about trying to find out everything about God. God, just find out about God, how he's going to meet your needs today, glory to God. Find out about God in the midst of your storm. Find out about God in the midst of the trouble, glory to God. That's when you need to seek him. That's when you need to know him. That's when you need to have his wisdom so that he can guide you and bring you out. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise. Wisdom in this world don't offer you nothing. Some people say don't offer you very much. It don't offer you nothing. If it can't compare with God, it's nothing. It's zero. Glory to God. You can have all the silver and gold and rubies and all that stuff. But when you go in that operating room, them rubies and gold ain't going to help you. Hallelujah. When the enemy is beating up on your door, glory to God, trying to tell you that he's going to take your stuff, and rubies ain't going to help you. When your body's tired and worn out, and they got so many viruses today, glory to God, that's the only name that they can give them is virus. Everything come along is a virus. There are some viruses that's so strong that will take your life. But God is there, glory to God. In the hardcore shaka, in the midst of the virus, God is making the crooked place straight to the high places and low, glory to God. Can't no virus take your life, glory to God, because our life is in the hand of God. And when it's in the hand of God, we can't leave here till he says time, glory to God. That's what I like about God. That's a happy man that know he's not going anywhere till God called him home. And when Paul him, it's going to be like that little quiet voice on the road to Damascus that spoke to Saul and said, Saul, why kick against the prick, glory to God? Why kick against this wisdom in this night? Why kick against this power, glory to God? I'm here to bring you out. I'm here to deliver you. It's not yet time. I got work for you to do, glory to God. God has got work for us to do. So keep your mind stayed on the work, glory to God. And God will show you the work that he wants you to do in this life. Hallelujah. Come on, give it. The scripture says in Proverbs 8:32, 29:18, it says, Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. He that keepeth the law, happy is he. He that keepeth the word of God. The word that the prophets preached. The word that Moses preached. The word that the, what they call the minor prophet preached. The word that Jesus preached when he came. The words that Paul then preached over in the epistles. He called it the bread of life. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. And guess what? That word, God says, shall not come back unto me void. So what is it doing? It's still being preached by you and I. We are the living epistles right now. Glory to God. That's what it says. It says her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her path, glory to God, of peace. Glory to God. She is what? A tree of life. Glory to God. Jesus is that life. He is that way. He is that truth. Glory to God. He is that pleasantness. gladness. He is that happy, glory to God. Don't you know we can walk this walk and talk this talk in peace, glory to God. What kind of peace you talking about? Oh, glory to God. The storms are going to come. They're going to bat up against you, but that peace, glory to God, will see you through, glory to God. You had storms yesterday, and guess what? You're going to have some tomorrow. You might even have some before you leave here tonight, glory to God. But God said, I give you peace, glory to God, in the midst of the circumstance, the situation, in the midst of the storm, glory to God. That's why he said, be strong in me and in the power of my might, for I'll keep you and guide you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know what God is doing? God is trying to make us know him. I said he's trying. He's doing everything to make us know him. I thank God he's doing that, because if he didn't, I probably would have been lost. Hallelujah. Salvation would only lasted for a little while, because I got weak in my spirit and gave up. That's what a lot of people do. They give up. They get weak and they give up. They cry and they bellyache. God don't want you coming to his altar belly aching and crying. We ain't got no tower for you to drown. God said if you come to him and realize who he is, that he'll be that rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God didn't raise up no babies, no crybabies, no whinies. He raised up mighty men and women of God. We are the epistles, glory to God. Paul and them is gone on. Hallelujah. They made a way for us. That way is that. I know they made it, glory to God. Why? Because the word said they made it. The word that was birthed in their spirit that they wrote in this book, glory to God, said that they made it, glory to God. Paul said, I done fought a good fight. I done ran the race. I done did all I could do, glory to God. I'm ready, glory to God. I know he made it, glory to God. And when my time comes, and when your time comes, we're going to be ready. Why? Because we're still preaching this gospel. We're still preaching the truth, glory to God. We're still living it, glory to God. We're still testifying. We're still praying, glory to God. We're still fighting the good fight. We're still pulling down the stronghold. We're still laying hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Why? Because we're serving a mighty God. Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. God said, when you do these things, he said, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. Happy is everyone that retaineth. You don't mean store it up. God don't give us his word to store it up. If he did, it'd kill us. He gave us his word because it's life. And life is an ongoing process. Yeah. It's not dead, but it's moving. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God wants you to tell somebody else about this life, because see, the infidel don't know that the life he got is the life of God. He just don't realize it yet, but he needs some epistle folks, glory to God, to tell him about Jesus, what he done, and tell him about that life that they're wasting, glory to God. That life, glory to God, they think it's full of pleasure and all this stuff, but the life that they got is much greater than rubies and silver and gold and the sex and the dope and the liquor, glory to God. It's much greater than that. But we, glory to God, the living epistles got to tell him about this life that's in them, glory to God. And God is going to hold us responsible, glory to God, for this life. And I don't know about you, when I stand before him, glory to God, I want him to say, well done, that good servant. Come on into your rest, glory to God. Ah, glory to God. I don't want to walk in, glory to God. And God opened the books up and he read all of this mess, glory to God, and closed it. Book book, glory to God. Why? That when he closed that book, that means that I'm at hell's door, glory to God, where that old nature led me through that maze of life, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, as we walk through this life, pulling down the stronghold, opening up the gates, glory to God, opening up the blind eyes, healing the sick, glory to God, preaching the gospel, glory to God, living this gospel every day, glory to God. Every day you need Jesus. Every minute you need Jesus. Every second you need Jesus. Jesus died every second. He died every day. He died every year just for you and I. Come on here, God. Hallelujah. Praise God, everybody.